Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
While Milwaukee showed resilience with its depleted squad, the paces of Rick Carlisle relentless Sunday night. A franchise playoff record 22 threes. They win it 126-113. Headed to Game 5 in Milwaukee Tuesday night.
We just got to stay with our process, running as best we can. Shot making in the NBA is an up and down thing, but the defense and the intensity and the togetherness are things that we can control. So we're trying to control those as best we can and just keep stepping into the shots are the ones to step into.
Rick Carlisle bench played awfully well. Obi Toppin was my favorite player. He had 13 points, had 9 in 5 minutes in the opening quarter. 6 guys were in double figures. Pacers had 33 assists. Andrew Nembhard and T.J. McConnell, 17 between them. Pacers outshot the Bucks from behind the line 66-36, 51%. So the Knicks, they won in Philadelphia 97-92. Boy, Jalen Brunson, can he flat shoot? 47 points. They play Game 7 in the Garden Tuesday night, leading 3-1 in that series. Reds in San Diego, 9-10 with the pregame opening up a three-game set. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
We'll hear a lot this week about Pace Makes the Race leading up to Saturday's 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. So too tonight for Rick Carlisle's Pacers trying to move into the Eastern Conference semis for a first time in 10 years if they can win Game 5 up in Milwaukee. They split the first two, remember, but Tyrese Halliburton, he's been keeping his little book called Pace and Rhythm, and the blue and gold in a pretty good groove now to go in to Milwaukee and nail this one down tonight.
The way games go, like Game 1, I felt like they dictated the tempo. And I would say the story of the last three games is that we have. And usually that comes from who can get enough stops to really play their style of play. And in the first game, they got more than enough stops. And I thought a lot of that was on us. We made a decision after Game 1 that no matter what, we were going to dictate the pace on makes, on misses. And that's really how we've created our identity the whole year. I think people know on makes, on misses, we're pushing the ball.
Tyrese Halliburton, the get it and go has been the trademark. 33 assists Sunday night led to a playoff franchise record. 22 threes, that was 66 of the 126 that they scored. Mark Barlow's pregame, get things going tonight at 9 o'clock.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.